All right, Angie, we're taking a look at a claim by the state's largest industry lobbying group that says tax breaks for insurance companies created 40,000 jobs in just the last 4 years. They've got a TV ad airing in the Tampa Bay area from Associated Industries of Florida. Now, this group doesn't want the insurance industry to lose a tax break it says it's enjoyed for more than 30 years.
It's the working tax cut that creates jobs. Over 40,000 new jobs in just the last 4 years. Major employers are moving to Florida and hiring. That's growth our economy needs. But now some in Tallahassee want to end it and make it harder and more expensive to create jobs. It doesn't make sense.
So, Angie, what's the story on their jobs claim?
We rated the jobs claim pants on fire. What we found when we dug into it was that they were counting the number of insurance jobs two different ways between this four-year time period that they're looking at. So when we looked at more consistent measures, we found that there was either essentially flat growth or that they lost jobs. So the first part is there wasn't all this job growth. And then secondly, we talked to experts who said even if there had been job growth in the insurance industry, it would not have been all created by this relatively small tax break, that the broader economy is much more definitive, and you wouldn't be able to credit all those jobs to a tax break like this.
Okay, so that's a big fat pants on fire then, right?
Yeah, we just don't see any way to support the case that this tax break is responsible for 40,000 new jobs over the last 4 years.
All right, let's go from tax breaks to the equally hot topic of immigration. You may have heard what are being called Obama phones, cell phones supposedly for people on welfare. Well, now there's Marco phones. That's a jab at U.S. Senator Marco Rubio, who's been one of the main backers of legislation that would legalize immigrants who are in the country illegally or undocumented. The bill would supposedly give cell phones, of course, all at taxpayer expense to immigrants who enter the U.S. on a work visa. Rubio's taken to the Twitterverse with these rumors, calling them false and reckless. So, Angie, what's the real story behind the Marco phones?
We rated this false. The real story is that there is a clause in the legislation that would give satellite phones to people who lived along the border, but this is part of border security. And the law says that the Secretary of Homeland Security would create this program aimed at improving safety. Now, there is a real-life case of a rancher who was killed on his property. Authorities still haven't solved that murder, but they said that they could have responded more quickly if there had been better cellular service in these remote areas. So the bill is aimed at that. It's not aimed at welfare for new immigrants. It's aimed at satellite phones, public safety, and border security for people who have long-time established ties along the border.
All right, so it doesn't really deal with cell phones for immigrants. It's more like beefing up the cell phone reception along the borders so these incidents with that rancher doesn't happen again, right?
That's right.
Okay, so what do you rate this claim?
We rated the blogger's claim false. No taxpayer cell phones for new immigrants.
Okay, well, two falses this week. Maybe next week we'll get a chance to actually rate one of these true. So stay tuned, and Angie, thanks so much for all your help.
Thank you.